You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, August 7, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, I hope you read my column that I filed yesterday on BillO'Reilly.com about the collapse of the media in America and its ramifications for voters, those who participate in our democracy. Now, the press has always wanted to be a king maker, going all the way back to John Adams versus Thomas Jefferson. And for a while there, the press, the media did forge presidents into office, JFK being the best example of that. But today, it's a totally different story as the press is disintegrating. And the best example of this is Donald Trump, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So, once again, Trump is dominating American politics, this time in the criminal justice system. He's been charged with 77 felony counts. Did you know that? 77. I had to add them up this morning. All right. That's in the January 6th case, in the classified documents case, and the New York City situation with far-left guy, D.A. Alvin Bragg. Next up is Georgia, and he's going to be charged with felony interference in the election there, the presidential election. So this is way out of control. I mean, you don't file 77 felony charges. You just file it down. Okay? I mean, but this is all to demonstrate what a rogue and how out of control Donald Trump allegedly was. Okay? So what's interesting about this is all generated by Democrats. Every single charge. Merrick Garland is the attorney general. He appoints a special prosecutor, Jack Smith. Smith is a Democrat. Bragg is a Democrat. The Fulton County DA in Georgia is a Democrat. It's all the other party doing this. No independent investigations at all. Very important. Because in the long run, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. None of these investigations were independent. None of them. The fix was in. That is not to say that Donald Trump is not guilty. Clearly, he should have returned the documents he kept at Mar-a-Lago to the National Archives when they requested that. Should have done it that day. Clearly. On January 6th, the important thing here is there's no mention of him promoting insurrection. Remember, that was the second impeachment. No mention of it in Smith's indictments. So he didn't promote insurrection or anything to do with the Capitol attack, according to the special prosecutor. What he allegedly did do was foment unrest in this country because he said the election was a fraud. And Smith says he can prove that Trump knew what he was saying was false. I don't believe he can prove that because I talk to Trump all the time. He has never wavered in one of my conversations with him. He believes the election was rigged because that's what he wants to believe. He comes back to that once again. Read my message of the day. Biden's doing the same thing on the Hunter front. Same exact thing. Okay. Now, moving forward, all of this stuff is going to evolve in one way or another. And federal courts are going to be involved. The first thing is moving the venue on January 6th out of Washington, D.C., where Trump can't possibly get a fair trial. The judge is a Democrat who has made anti-Trump statements. You can't. Now, the Trump lawyers are going to file for a change of venue. If that's turned down, then it goes to the appellate federal division and on and on and on up to the Supreme Court if they hear it. And the same thing's going to happen in Mar-a-Lago, although that's a much clearer cut case than the January 6th thing. Now, Trump himself should be letting his lawyers litigate this, but he isn't because he can't constrain himself. Roll the tape.
The prosecutor in the case, I will call it our case, is a thug. I've named him Deranged Jack Smith. His record is absolutely atrocious. He does political hit jobs. He's a raging and uncontrolled Trump hater, as is his wife.
Now, why is the former president doing that? All his supporters already know that or believe that. All right, the press is just going to paint him as an out-of-control renegade nut. And the rest of America, oh, if you don't know the two sides and the battle lines by now, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So I don't know why Donald Trump is doing that. Let surrogates do that. Doesn't do you any good. A lot of that tape's going to be played in the courtroom in front of the jury. And remember, the jury are all going to have to be morons. They're all going to have to be people who have no blanket idea what's happening in this country with Trump or anybody else. Okay, now, one more thing in the memo. As I wrote yesterday, and again, I really hope you read the column, it's called FYI on BillO'Reilly.com. The press has lost credibility, it's lost power, it's lost readers, it's lost viewers. I give you the stats. There's no doubt about it. There's no two sides to the story. Which is why you're watching and listening to me, a totally independent news agency, because you can't trust the corporate news agencies. They will not tell you the truth. An example, CNN on Friday, 3 days ago, ran this clip. Go.
So he had said something to the effect of, I don't want people to know we lost, Mark. This is embarrassing. Figure it out. We need to figure it out. I don't want people to know that we lost.
Okay, that woman is Cassidy Hutchinson, who has already been discredited. She hates Donald Trump. She worked in the White House for a short time. She's the one who said Trump was sitting in the back of the presidential limo and lunged at a Secret Service guy who was driving the car, which is physically impossible to do. That's who that was. Yet CNN knows she's a Trump hater. This is hearsay. That tape was leaked by a Democrat on one of the House committees to CNN, yet they ran it anyway. Okay, come on, you know. So let's just recap here. The whole country's in turmoil. America's in turmoil. We've been laughed at by our enemies in Russia and China and Iran. We may have a presidential election featuring two guys under indictment. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it, but Trump isn't going to resign. He'll be there. And he may very well win the Republican primary. And that's the memo.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now this week, in fact, I think it's tomorrow, August 8th, Richard Nixon resigned the presidency. Go.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first.
So he had to leave, Nixon, because he was going to be impeached and convicted, all right, in the Watergate mess. He was going to be impeached and convicted there. He knew it. And that if he didn't leave, he would have been charged with crimes because the tapes in the White House clearly demonstrated that Nixon was part of the cover-up of the Watergate affair. And if you don't know what the Watergate affair is, I'm not going to waste everybody's time going back on it, but it was a crime. It was a campaign crime. Okay. And he didn't order it, but when he found out about it, he tried to cover it up and get money for the guys who were arrested and on and on. So Nixon knew he was toast. He also knew that Gerald Ford was going to be vice president because Agnew, his original vice president, he had to leave because he was convicted of bribery, Agnew. So he was booted, and then Gerald Ford became vice president. Ford was the Speaker of the House, okay? And so that's the stair step. But Nixon knew Ford was going to pardon him before any criminal charges could be brought, and it's exactly what happened. Joining us now from Philadelphia is a former lawyer for Richard Nixon and author of a number of books, The Secret Plot to Make Ted Kennedy President, Inside the Real Watergate Conspiracy, The Real Watergate Scandal, Collusion Conspiracy, and the Plot That Brought Nixon Down. All right, first of all, Counselor, parallels between Nixon and Trump as it stands now?
Well, I think Watergate still ranks as the greatest political scandal in our nation's history because it's over and done. We lost a president, the only president to resign in history. He was named a co-conspirator by a grand jury in the Watergate cover-up, obstruction of justice. He received a presidential pardon, as you pointed out. No other president has gone through that. The Democrats pulled together a group of 100 people, the Special Prosecution Force, 60 of whom were lawyers. And over the course of 4 years, they brought 100 separate legal actions, prosecutions, against Nixon and his people. They convicted at least 24 members of Nixon's administration, including his attorney general, John Mitchell, his chief of staff, Bob Haldeman, and his head of domestic affairs, who was my boss, John Ehrlichman. And there things stood. I mean, it is without question the greatest scandal. If you stop the movie today, whether we're talking about Trump or Biden, nothing has been concluded. Trump hasn't been convicted. He's been indicted, but indictment is not conviction. There's an assumption of innocence. And on the Biden side, which is kind of running parallel to all this, we're getting accusations, salacious accusations, but we have no conclusions. We have no finality.
Okay, let me stop you there.
Sure. No, go ahead, Bill.
In the Watergate situation, I was just a young reporter just out of Boston U when that was going down. It was bipartisan. Republicans joined in the movement against Richard Nixon when the evidence became so overwhelming, correct?
Partially correct. They turned on Nixon. There's no question about
that. Okay, let's stop it there. I don't want to get into the weeds with Nixon.
All right.
This one is 100% Democrat-driven toward Trump as it stands now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with you. Correct.
So that's a huge difference now. It's not that the whole country is appalled at what Donald Trump did or did not do. It's a funneled, and the press, of course, is on the side of the Democrats. So you have that. That's the cabal lined up against Trump. Again, I'm not acquitting Trump of anything. I'm just laying out what the real picture is. So
let me raise two issues.
Go ahead.
Just real quick. Nixon was a lame duck. You know, Washington is very, very hard on people whose power is fading. So Nixon was never going to be able to help people again. We saw the same thing with George W. Bush. Power is fleeting. If you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Second thing in that era, in that Watergate era, and you're right, you're parroting conventional wisdom about Watergate, but there was only one narrative. There was no diversity of thought. There were three networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS, and they were all headquartered within six blocks of each other in Midtown Manhattan and where the New York Times is located. What the nation got during Watergate was a single narrative, which was the New York point of view. It was said the other day, you know, if social media had existed during Watergate, Nixon wouldn't have had to resign.
I don't believe that.
Another point of view.
Well, that's a subjective debate, and I don't believe it for a second. I have to tighten up my earpiece here. I don't believe that for a second because you had on tape Nixon's damning activity about
Bill,
the cover up, but that was a big deal.
I transcribed the tapes. I fought over every word in those transcriptions. I'm the one that put out the blue book and the volume. If you work on those tapes, it's not what you were told. It's not what you were told.
But I heard him. I heard
what
him.
Part? Did you, well,
we can get that. We can get that. The hush money. We can get that. But again, I don't want to litigate it. People can read your book, and people can go back. The tapes are online. So I don't want to relitigate Watergate. That's not what I want to do here. I want to advance the story because we're living in a country now that is absolutely in political chaos because of, and you're right about the media back then. once the Washington Post broke the story, all the networks fell into line and all the newspapers fell into line. And Nixon had nobody defending him. There was no Fox News. There's no talk radio to speak of. He had nobody who's out there alone. That's absolutely true.
And but rightly or wrongly, rightly or wrongly, Nixon was driven from office or had to resign in the case of certain impeachment. 24 members of his administration. Big stuff.
But I'm a fair man and always have been. And I watched the Nixon-Frost debates, and I watched Nixon admit that he did things he should not have done. And you watched it too. So I'm not going to apologize for that resignation. It was the right thing. But now
he had to resign at the time. There's no question.
Right.
But now was the correct thing.
We're in a place where there's possible election interference here because Trump is the odds-on favorite to get the Republican nomination. And the press is not going to stop. They'll make up stuff. They'll do whatever they have to do. 77 indictments, Counselor? 77 indictments? Yeah, you're laughing because it is absurd. It's absurd.
I'm laughing in agreement with you. It's
right.
Not funny.
It's absurd. It's an insult.
We're heading into a presidential election where both sides are going to be in deep trouble. Trump is going to be having to defend himself from all these criminal accusations. And the investigation of the Biden crime family is going to go forward. They're just allegations today. Trump's are more formalized because he's been indicted by grand juries. But the Republicans on the House are just starting to investigate the Biden situation.
No, I understand. Yes. But Biden has a built-in advantage because the Attorney General of the United States is corrupt. And he's not going to bring charges against Joe Biden unless you have videotape of Biden taking Chinese money and stuffing it in his pocket. Okay?
Well, that's what makes this election so different from the other major scandals. In the other major scandals in our history, Watergate and the Monica Lewinsky stuff with Bill Clinton, the Iran-Contra stuff, George W. Bush on the firing of the U.S. attorneys, they weren't election issues because there was no pending election. But in this election, the House of Representatives is going to, the Republicans are going to go full bore.
You bet.
Against Biden. They can't indict him. They can't indict
Biden,
him. I grant you that.
They can't get him indicted, but they can drive him from office. Biden did it. Biden sold influence. Okay? He did it. Anybody with an IQ over 50 knows he did it. Just like anybody with an IQ over 50 knows that Trump should have sent the classified documents back to the National Archives. He did it. Okay? That's it.
You're gonna have those.
I got one more question.
Firing cannons.
Got one more question.
All right.
Everybody knows Biden sold influence and helped his son and brother amass as much as $30 million. If you, and I'm talking to the audience now, if you don't know that or one of your friends or family, walk away because they don't want to know. And that's it. The end of the discussion ends. But the point now becomes, Joe Biden lied about it as president. He lied about it. He said he didn't do it, that his son didn't get money from China. He said all of this stuff that was totally misleading the American people. And he said it when he was running for president as well in the debates.
Yes.
That's so impeachable. I can't even, there isn't anything more impeachable than that. Now, he can't be charged. Selling influence isn't a crime. But if he ever got any money, then he can be charged. Last word.
But he won't be impeached because we're terrified of his vice president.
I don't believe that. I think that they will impeach him. If they can find evidence that he took money, it's over.
The Senate will convict. There aren't enough votes.
That's possible, but the scandal will ruin the Democratic Party. Ruin it. Jimmy Carter beat Ford. The same thing. The books, I want everybody to check them out. Secret Plot to Make Ted Kennedy President, The Real Watergate Scandal. The author is Jeff Shepard. Counselor, thanks very much for helping us out today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Okay, let's go to President Biden. He welcomes the Houston Astros. They won the World Series. Then he goes to Arizona to visit the Grand Canyon tonight. And then tomorrow he gives a speech about how great his administration is and that global warming is going to kill everybody, but I'm not exactly sure on how Joe's going to stop that, but I'm sure it'll cost money to spend. So that's Biden. Disney. Now, this is a tremendous story. So Disney, March 12, 2021, all right, 2 years plus, Disney's stock price was $197 a share, okay? Today, $86 a share. I don't know what closed at, but when it opened, $86 a share, down 111 points. Disney is the most well-known corporation in the world. So it is imploding. And the reason it's imploding is because of Ron DeSantis, because the governor of Florida attacked Disney for being insanely woke, and most of the people who would consider buying Disney products, going to the theme parks, going to their movies, a lot of those people, including me, no more. That's what happened. So this summer alone, Disney's losses on paper are $1 billion. They had three movies out. Indiana Jones, it made $356 million. That's huge, but it cost to make and market $600 million. So they're going to take a $200 million bath on Indiana Jones. Haunted Mansion, bomb. Cost $150 million, and it's below $50 million in receipts right now. Little Mermaid made a little bit of money. Cost $250 million, and it's made about $560 million worldwide. But the Disney franchise, just like Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, is not going to recover from this. Because traditional Americans don't trust it anymore, just like the press. All right, let's get back to the media. Sports reporters are generally liberal. That shocked me when I found that out a few years ago. I go, sports is traditionally a conservative, you know, why is so many of them liberal? So a woman named Rachel Nichols. She works sports for CNN. They have a sports division there. There's Miss Nichols. So she's outraged that the Orlando Magic the corporation that owns the team has donated money to DeSantis. Roll the tape.
Money for NBA teams, the Orlando Magic's money that they donated to Ron DeSantis, doesn't come from a magic tree elf. It came from the work of those players on the court. And the fact that their work has been turned into a contribution for someone running for president who has come out with statements that they think directly oppose who they are as people, that is very difficult to stomach.
All right, with all due respect to Rachel Nichols, she doesn't know very much about the country. So I'll give you three examples. Apple has donated more than $1 million to left-wing causes. Apple. Comcast, which owns NBC, has donated more than $1 million to left-wing causes. Nike, I can't even add it up how much money Nike has donated to left-wing causes. Now, all the employees in Apple and Comcast and Nike do the same thing that the Orlando Magic basketball players do. They perform for their corporation. Yet Rachel doesn't have any problem with this. You know? And then CNN more than happy to throw her on the air. Absolutely. So you probably have heard the women's soccer team lost in Australia to Sweden in a shootout, 5-4. Now the Swedes will play Japan in the World Cup quarterfinals on Friday. And I say good. Good. The women's World Cup team for America was anti-America. Okay? So I'm not rooting for them. You're rooting for them? I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or anything, but love your country. Respect your country. You don't? I'm not rooting for you. So good, you lost. Smart life. This is important. So a study out of the Harvard Medical School and the University of Queensland in Australia conducted all across the world, 150,000 adults, 29 countries. Ready for the headline? Half of all human beings are likely to get a mental illness by the age of 75. Okay. The most common for women, mental illnesses, depression, phobia, like they're afraid to go outside or something like that, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I'm not exactly sure what the post-traumatic stress is when you're 75 and a lady, I don't know. Men, alcohol abuse, depression, and phobia. Okay, I believe this study, based upon my life experience, that once a human being reaches the age of 75, they start to get a little shaky mentally in some areas, all right? You've seen it. I saw it with my mother and my father. And my father died at 62, so I didn't even get to 75. My mother would die in her 90s. Paranoid, you know, frightened, because they know that their physicality is on the decline. They're more dependent on other people, and that leads to anxiety, depression, all of that. So how can you prevent this? That's the smart life tip. And this is just coming from me. No Harvard study, none of that. As you get older, the first thing is accept it, because everybody's in the same boat. I mean, I see these guys who are like 70, 75, dyeing their hair jet black. Why? It's not. No. All right? Accept it, number one. You're getting older. All right? But you should be getting smarter, more wisdom. So it's a counter. Number two, move it. Okay, no excuses. Move it. Just go out for a walk 4 out of 7 days. A substantial walk. Move it. If you can, if you're physically infirmed, I understand. Get in the pool, do some stretching, whatever you can do. Because that stimulates, all right? As you get older, your immune system declines. And again, everybody, it's no supplement you can take. There's nothing you can do about it. Your immune system declines so that maladies are easier to acquire because your immune system's down. Now, I gave you Smart Life tips before. Knock out the sugar as much as you can. I got a bunch of delicious cookies over the weekend. I ate some of them because they're delicious cookies. I would never buy them, but I'm rationing it, okay? Because sugar will weaken your immune system, will hasten that. So if you're drinking all the soda and iced teas and energy drinks, look at the label. 50 milligrams, 70 mil. You're insane to do that. And the worse you feel physically, the more phobias, the more mental disorders you're going to have. If you're feeling good, if you're feeling energetic, if you can do a lot of things you ordinarily would do when you were younger, you're less inclined to get depressed. And finally, the drinking and the intoxicants. I mean, that's why this pot is so bad. So bad. All right, because number one, it affects your brain. Number two, it affects your immune system. What are you doing? All right, glass of wine here and there, glass of beer, moderation, okay. All right, but that is not going to help you, the intoxication stuff. Anyway, I know I sound like Elmer Gantry here. Look him up. But I want the best for you. Smart Life. This day in history, August 7th, 2005, ABC News anchorman Peter Jennings died at age 67. He was a titan in television news, born in Toronto, Canada, 1938. His father was a Canadian broadcasting guy. And I had the privilege of working directly with Peter Jennings for 2 years. Roll the tape.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, reporting tonight from Berlin.
From the Berlin Wall specifically, take a look at them. They've been there since last night. They are here in the thousands. They are here in the tens of thousands. Occasionally they shout, "Die Mauer muss weg," the wall must go.
I stood right next to him. I was right next to him when he did that in 1989. I was reporting for a show called Inside Edition, syndicated program. I worked for ABC News as a correspondent for 2 years. Peter Jennings saved my butt, okay? I'm a maverick. I'm a flamboyant guy. I don't take a lot of garbage. I never have, and I never will. That's death in network news. Today, yesterday, whenever. Guys like Mike Wallace, Howard Cosell, they're very rare. Jennings liked my style, and I caddied for him because he never wanted to do the 3 o'clock news brief right before General Hospital. Jennings didn't want to do it. You know, what do I want to do this for? I would do it 3 out of 5 days when I was in New York and not on a story, okay? And my mother and father, it was like my mother, my father. But Jennings, I never really went to him and whined or anything like that, but he knew it was happening and he protected me. And I got great assignments. I got on World News Tonight more than 100 times in the 2 years I was there. Then I left ABC to take over at Inside Edition and go all over the world like he did. He yelled at me, and I said, "Peter, look, they're doubling my salary. I can cover any story I want in the world. You take this job." He understood. I remained friends with him up until his death. He died from lung cancer. He was a smoker. And I just thought I would tell you that because without Peter Jennings, I would not be sitting here right now. There's no way. Okay, so I have an interesting mail segment and a final thought about me and the ocean, which I think will amuse you. Right back. Okay, let's get to the mail. Zeke, concierge member, please check that out. We've had a surge in concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. It is an insurance policy for your life. We have power here. We can help you. Think about it. Doesn't cost much. Get free books and discounts. Why everybody doesn't do this? I wish I had this opportunity. All right, Zeke says, it's obvious the goal of all these hearings about the Biden family's impeachment. My question, the findings occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. What's the justification for impeachment? Because he lied about it as president. Simple as that. And if he ever took bribes, that's not established, but if he ever did, it doesn't matter whether he was vice president or a private citizen. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. Politicians lying is now a criminal offense. As the left says, they're going to have to get more paddy wagons rolling out of Washington, D.C. Paddy wagon is a slur, but I don't mind. Paddy wagon came out of New York because on the weekend, so many Irish were drunk in the streets. This is at the turn of the 20th century, that they had to load them into wagons and take them to jail so they could sleep it off. The wagons were named Paddy. Patrick Paddy wagons. See that now? The woke. See, the woke people wouldn't care about Irish, though. George Luna, Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. On multiple occasions, you've suggested that Michelle Obama would be a viable presidential candidate. Why? She has no political experience. Not about that. Donald Trump had no political experience. About popularity, George. Lowell Lee, Schweizweg, Iowa. It's time to get folks off the Trump bandwagon. He's obviously dishonest and a very divisive person. We do not need him to be our next presidential candidate. Well, Lowell, I mean, you know, is a primary. Republican voters want him. They'll get him. But I respect your point of view. I'm not challenging a point of view, but it's a lot more than you. Susan Clemens Caglione, Gwinnett County, Georgia. Button Gwinnett signed the Declaration of Independence. That's Gwinnett County. Assuming, as you said, O'Reilly, SCOTUS will be involved with President Trump's case, does the progressive left have enough time to pack the court? Not gonna pack the court. All right, the Supreme Court has already signaled that they're not letting Congress dictate who's sitting on that bench. That's not happening. Rodney Mabe, Carthage, North Carolina. Bill, the Nospin News, the only one that brings up the Mark Zuckerberg donation of $480 million to the 2020 election. I don't understand why other news agencies have not reported that, because Biden won and that money was used to help Biden. It's $400 million, not $480. But, you know, the left news agencies, they wanted Biden to win, and if Zuckerberg could help them, they're not going to report it. Why would they do that? That would be honest. Layla White, Abingdon, Virginia. Mr. O'Reilly, I have a beauty salon. I'm a Christian conservative lady. I used to be afraid to talk about my political beliefs, but now the country's going in such a bad direction, I feel it's my patriotic duty. Layla, I don't know. People come in to get their hair and come in for a if they start the discussion, then okay, but I'm not sure you want to evangelize in your beauty salon. I would not. John Concierge remembers a former broadcaster from the time when objectivity, honesty, and integrity were in play. I believe the news media is down to a lone voice in the wilderness. Bill O'Reilly. Well, I appreciate that, John. Let me know, your concierge member, let me know where you worked, okay? I won't tell anybody or anything like that. I'm just curious, all right? Thank you for the kind words. All right, Killing the Witches, coming up fast, September 26th. I have signed about more than 1,000 of them, hand-signed books. They're going fast, so if you want them, you got to pre-order them now. If you pre-order Killing the Witches, just a regular copy, you'll get it first. You can do it at BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, you know the drill. And then we have the summer reading program, rapidly the summer, but you can read these, you know, up till Christmas, right? So Killing Crazy Horse, Killing the Killers, Killing the Legends, all bundled with a Team Normal hat, $32.95, best deal in the country right now. And don't forget that we're doing a live show on Friday, October 27th, Paramount Theater, Huntington, Long Island. It's a beautiful time to come to Long Island. The leaves are changing on the North Shore where Huntington is. This is sponsored by WABC. Sid Rosenberg will be with me. He's the morning man dominating New York City radio at this point. And you will never forget this show. So we hope to see you all there. Go to Ticketmaster, BillO'Reilly.com, or whatever you want. So, and it's selling very fast. So. Word of the day, not be a puzzle wit. P-U-Z-Z-L-E-W-I-T. Puzzle wit. Back with a final thought in a moment.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Okay, so I told you, is a final thought of the day. The ocean out here in eastern Long Island, where I am, very turbulent this summer, okay? Not a place to fool around. In fact, you can't even body surf because the waves crash so hard down, you break your back, all right? And then nobody's body surfing. So, and the current is tough, the undertow is tough. That does not inhibit me from dunking in the water because that's what I do. I'm an ocean guy, but I'm not riding the waves. And I'm being cautious. So a couple of weeks ago, I got whacked by a wave and I'm like, boom, and that was that. So yesterday I go in and it's turbulent, but I'm very cognizant of Ernest Hemingway's book, The Old Man and the Sea, which is a brilliant book and it's not long, okay? And since I've always loved the sea, loved the ocean, that was one of my earliest reads. So I'm not the old man in the sea. I'm the aging man. All right, so I'm doing great. I'm bopping up and down. The water temperature is about 74. Really nice, okay? But then I have to get out. So I calculate that I can jog out of there before the next big wave comes. No. I get maybe 5 yards from the shoreline and bam, the thing knocks me down. And I had reef shoes on, and one of my reef shoes goes flying. And then I try to spring up, but my spring is not as it was when I was a lifeguard. It takes me a little longer. And bam, I get whacked again. So now I'm like this. So a guy runs out, you know, on the beach, goes, hey, hey. And I said, look, I got it. I got it. It's so embarrassing. Big macho man, right? And he go, I got it. I got it. I'm fine. So I get up and I walk out. And he go, oh, it happens to all of us. I go, yeah, I guess so. Probably one of these. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you all this is if you're in the ocean and it's rough, please be careful. All right? Even a seasoned guy like me who's been all over the world in the ocean, I thought I could beat that wave out. No. It was a pretty interesting experience. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll have Geraldo on the media tomorrow, and we hope to see you then.